Good morning. We're continuing Chayadam Klal Nun Hey Siman Dalet, where we're talking about what is the logic to understand this idea that the bracha on the wine will exempt and pater all other liquids from a bracha. So the Prima Gadam suggests the idea that we look at the bracha on wine as being such a chashav a bracha that it will exempt all other brachas. So the question is, why should that be so? How do we understand this idea of the Prima Gadam? So maybe we can suggest the following. Theoretically, it would not be incorrect for Chazal to be mechayev a bracha on every bite that we eat. Every bite that we eat, we're benefiting from Hashem. And we could and should say thank you for every single bite that we eat. Chazal, in their wisdom, did not put a chiyuv on us to make a bracha on every single bite that we eat. It's hard enough to have kavana for the bracha which you make at the beginning of the eating. Imagine each time you took a morsel, you would make a bracha. So great, big tzaddikim would have tremendous benefit from such an idea. They would be making brachas with tremendous kavana, one bracha after another. And adarabba, maybe the more brachas they said, the higher levels of Hakor Satov they would reach. For many people, it would become rote. So you make a bracha at the beginning to cover all of the food that you're going to be eating of that item in this sitting that we have right now. I'm sitting down to eat. I'm planning to have X amount of food. The bracha I'm saying is going to exempt all of the food which is eaten now. What about different brachas? Why don't we just make one bracha for all the food that we're eating? Chazal could make a nusach with kolelos, it could be shahakol, it could be something else. And that's it. So the Mor says there's an union of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically. Give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a chiv to give a hoidoa, me'ein bracha, according to the form of what the bracha was. So we recognize that the benefit of the Russian putting priyates in the world is different than the benefit of putting priyadam in the world. So you have to say a separate bracha on that. What about if I'm eating multiple items with the same bracha? Again, it wouldn't be unheard of or impossible to imagine that a person should make one bracha, a bracha on each food that he's eating. So you're right, you don't make a bracha on each bite. You're ready to rule that out. A person's planning to have two oranges. Maybe you should make a bracha of ha'eitz on each orange. Each orange is a special matana from Hashem, and therefore it would require its own separate bracha. But again, Chazal didn't do that. They said you make one bracha, and you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of the oranges you're planning to eat. So even though Chazal said, I should not thank one bracha for items which have a different type of characteristic and benefit to the point that they make there are different brachas. So I don't say one bracha between Adama and Ho'etz, but rather I say separate brachas. But within that category, multiple items of the same category, we limit the bracha. So in certain cases, we expand the idea of bracha. In certain cases, we limit the idea of bracha. So Chazal came along and they said, when it comes to drinking, because wine is so much more chashev than the other drinks which are there, it's appropriate to say the bracha on the wine and exempt all of the other liquids which are there, even though the bracha of Rapia Goffin obviously doesn't apply to other liquids, because these other liquids are not Rapia Goffin. But because of the chashivas of wine, its significance, chashivas, is so much that we can look at everything else as being secondary to the wine. So it's not inappropriate to make a bracha on the wine and use that to cover all of the other liquids. Along the idea that we're saying that we like to limit the amount of brachas that we say. So in a case where one of them is clearly more chashav than the others, it's a very good idea to limit the brachas that we say and just say one bracha and allow that to cover everything. So that seems to be along the lines of what the Prima Gadam is saying. Prima Gadam does suggest another pshat, that the items will actually be tuffel to the wine. According to what we're saying, it's not a question of being tuffel to the wine. It's more a question of being tuffle to the bracha on the wine. The bracha on other things becomes secondary to the bracha on the wine because of the relationship of the other items to wine. So it's not inappropriate to make a bracha on the wine and use that bracha to cover the other drinks as well. Even though the other drinks are not a Brei Pri Adoma, excuse me, a Brei Pri Hagafen, but they are both, all of them are in the field of drinking. They're types of drinks. So they share that in common. And therefore the bracha of Brei Pri Hagafen, which is about drinking, is possible to be used for them as well. Have a good day.